I remember being a boy at the age of 15 in 1976 and seeing the 200th celebration of our American Constitution, our American freedoms. And it's been 50 years since then. Jackie Beveridge is here today with the Daughters of the American Revolution. And we've got another celebration that we should be thinking about, right?
That's right. It's the semi-quincentennial.
250 years, so it's a quarter of a millennium.
Yes, or half of 500.
There you go. There you go. So what plans are there out there, or are there any? Are you working on getting some stuff happening? What's the situation currently?
We're trying. There has been an effort underway for several years. An organization was created actually 10 years ago to try to get things moving. And so various states are all doing different things toward this celebration. We're only 106 days out from July 4th. So here in Florence, we have had a couple of meetings to try to get people to understand what America 250 is about. You'd be amazed at the number of people that don't have a clue.
So for those who may not know, tell us a little bit about the background.
Well, America 250 is an opportunity for everyone to come together and celebrate this milestone in our country. 250 years is a long time for a country to exist and continue to grow and thrive.
So what are some of the things that you would like to see happen for this celebration?
We want people to come together. We want to encourage people to come together with that commonality of celebrating our country and all that so many have sacrificed to help us be able to be here to do that. Daughters of the American Revolution, of course, came about as a result of people who fought in the American Revolution, and their daughters didn't want their efforts forgotten. So the organization was created in 1896. We have about a million people in the organization. And so various opportunities are out there to celebrate. One that we have coming up very soon is Roadie Days. That's a great way to kick it off and be patriotic in the parade and appreciate what has gone into creating this country.
So there's no specific events that you're working on for this. It's just you just want a general getting people together and recognizing the importance of this date?
That's part of it. Some of it is, of course, July 4th, and the annual fireworks display is one way to celebrate and commemorate the event. Roadie Days is another way. And some of the things that we're doing here in town is creating bookmarks for the children to try to help them go, oh, gee, our country's old, and hopefully look things up a little bit and get some understanding. We hope to do some recreation. One of our members dresses as Betsy Ross and hands out flags. And so we hope to be able to do some of that. Ordinarily, we do it at Veterans Day, but it can be done at Roadie Days as well. And one of the things that we'd like to do is, if there are any actors out there who like to recreate or impersonate someone like Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson or any of those founders of our country, and just give a little speech, recite the Declaration of Independence. Those are all ways for us to mark how important this commemoration is.
Would you look for people that would want to create events around that, or would you like individuals to do it on their own?
It's really nice if we can work together and coordinate it. We've had a couple of meetings at the library. The next one is on March 30th at 3 p.m. Now, we may be in the conference room. It depends upon availability of the Bromley room. So at this point, we have several DAR members, some members of the Genealogical Society, a member of the board for the Pioneer Museum, and we had a couple of members of the community show up at the first one. And if anyone would like to attend that meeting, I'd appreciate knowing about it. They can email me at OregonDunesChapter@gmail.com.
Okay, that's a good way to get a hold of you. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us. It's good to know that somebody out there is thinking about, you know, how important 250 years is.
Absolutely. And people don't often know when they have history going back that far. I was at an event that you were at the other day and chatting with a lady who told me that one of her ancestors signed the Declaration of Independence.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So if there are people who are interested in knowing more about their genealogy, we can steer you in that direction too.
That would be a person that would probably have an interesting speech to give too at some point.
Absolutely. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, thank you for coming in today and sharing this information with us. And, you know, we'll let everybody know that this is an important time and we should be celebrating.
Sounds good. Thank you, George.
Thank you. That's it for the April edition of Our Town. Tune in next month. We'll have more great guests. And I have a feeling we'll be talking a whole lot of Rudy next month on Our Town.